Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for our Mercy Talk podcast this week. My name is Melanie Carter and I am the Director of Outreach here at Mercy Ministries. I'm really excited to be your host for today's episode, and Mercy's founder and president, Nancy Alcorn, will still be joining us from time to time, but we are moving in a really exciting direction of taking Mercy's keys to freedom outside of the walls of the residential homes we operate. And we just believe that podcasts are going to be an awesome opportunity for us to do that. So if you are joining us for the first time, we want to welcome you and let you know that you can find more information about Mercy, who we are, what we do, all on our website, mercyministries.com or at mercytalk.org. Our organization is all about helping people find freedom from life-controlling issues. And not to just find freedom, but to actually be able to walk daily in that freedom. So we're going to be talking a lot about what it looks like and what that looks like in the weeks and months to come here on Mercy Talk. So today we are going to be talking about this outreach expansion that we've been walking into over the past few months and what that's going to look like for us as a ministry. And I know I personally could not be more excited as the director of outreach about some of the new things that we are moving toward, just to help equip and empower people outside of our walls, not only to find freedom and healing from their own issues, but also to be able to help other people in their spheres of influence to find that freedom and that healing as well. So a lot of really exciting things coming. And joining us on the show today is our executive director, Christy Singleton. Welcome, Christy. Glad to have you here with us.
Oh, Melanie, it's great to be here. I'm super excited about the outreach and the expansion and all the things that are coming. I'm just glad to be here so we can talk about it.
Awesome. Well, Christy has served here at Mercy for 11 years. The past 4 years, she has operated as our executive director. So she really understands where we've been as a ministry and now also where we're going. And so we just wanted to have her join us this week so that she can help just cast some of this vision for some of the new components of Mercy that we're getting ready to roll out. Christy, I know that you and I have spent countless hours just talking and dreaming and vision casting about what it could look like for us to actually start taking the tools and the resources that we have here at Mercy and just reach out into our world outside of our walls to help other people find that same healing and freedom that, you know, thousands of girls have found over the past 32 years through our program. So would love for you to just give us an idea of some of the new things that are happening here at Mercy and what you're seeing.
I'd love to, Melanie. Well, as by way of reference, I want to talk a little bit about what I've seen over the last 11 years and in speaking to people and donors and giving tours and just talking about Mercy in general to people. And one of the things that has been consistent over the years as far as questions and asking Mercy for help is, how can I help people in my church? How can I help people in my community? How can I help people in my world? And some of these people that don't need to come to Mercy, some of these people that are too old, some of these people that simply cannot leave where they are for 6 months and be in a residential setting. And we've had our issue-related books for a while, and we've had graduates be able to come speak, but as far as specific resources and tools and things that have been built and put together for the very purpose of equipping and empowering others to carry this message, we really didn't have that structure in place. And so over the past 6 months or so, things have just snowballed and we're super excited. This really started to become reality when Nancy was writing her new book called Ditch the Baggage this fall. And in Ditch the Baggage, Nancy lays out the keys to freedom that we use here at Mercy, the very process that we work the girls through. It's like a discipleship work where we lead the girls through the process to healing. And Nancy lays those very keys out in her new book called Ditch the Baggage, which is coming out in October. When we realized that we had this now in book format and something we could work with, we began building a study guide to go along with this Ditch the Baggage, which will also be out in October. So both of those things, along with just a fresh approach to, wow, we really have tools and resources that people want and need and are excited about. And so we're building a whole structure around that. And by way of an example, when we were at the Priscilla Schreier Live simulcast in Huntsville, Alabama, a couple weeks ago, I got the privilege of being at our resource booth. And we in the past would have people come up to us who would be crying and telling us their story and just saying, I still haven't really dealt with my issues, but I'm too old to go to Mercy, or my daughter really can't leave her children, or just different stories. And we were very kind and would talk to people, pray with people, but we didn't have something to hand to them. And this time was so exciting because it was really the first time that we had some pre-release copies of Ditch the Baggage and could give them an email address to stay in touch with us and say, we have tools, we have resources, and we want you to take these and use them either for yourself or for the girls in your youth group or whatever they were coming to us with their needs. It was probably one of the most exciting, realistic examples of how this is going to go forward, and we could not be more excited.
Yeah, awesome. I agree. I remember that day when we were at the conference, just how awesome it was to be able to not just pray and encourage and, you know, maybe direct them to Mercy if it was potentially applicable. But honestly, a lot of the women that we were seeing there were, you know, older than the girls that right. we bring into our program. And so to be able to actually do more than just pray and encourage them, but to actually give them something to take with them was really awesome. And I'll even say that I mentioned this I don't know, a while back on an older podcast, but when I first started working here at Mercy, I remember listening to the CDs that talk about the keys to freedom that we use in our homes. And I remember how excited I was because after years of working in youth ministry before I came to Mercy, you know, I knew scripture and I knew things to help encourage people who were walking through difficult circumstances, but the way it was just laid out in such a way that you could really actually use it and walk someone through it, I just remember thinking, man, what would I have given when I was in youth ministry to have this tool and this resource available to me? I didn't have a lot of formal training in ministry or in counseling or anything like that. So I just remember thinking, what would it be like to be able to actually have this in a form where people could use it? And that was over 3 years ago, and I remember thinking that. And so when we started talking about this book, Ditch the Baggage, I don't think there's anything that Mercy has put out that I've been more excited about, just because I know that this is going to be something that anyone in the world can use to help, because it is just straight. I mean, it's tools straight from scripture. It's not some magic, you know, formula that we've put together. It's just all coming out of the Bible, but it's also in a very usable format. So I'm thrilled as well. And I know that one of the other pieces that we are going to be doing as part of these outreach initiatives is a training that we're going to call Empower, that's really going to help people, you know, who are in positions of helping other people who are working through different struggles and different life controlling issues, to just give them some very practical additional tools and training on just what does it look like to work with somebody who's hurting and struggling. And you know, there are a lot of things that I just know, and we're going to talk some more about this actually in next week's podcast, but there were a lot of things that were just basic things that I never really knew and had to kind of learn the hard way about what it's like to work with somebody who's really working through some really difficult stuff. And so I'm just really excited about that piece. It's going to be a 2-day training that we're going to do here a few times a year at Mercy. And, you know, one of the days is going to be really focused on just kind of the basics of working with someone who's hurting and struggling. And then the second day is going to be focused more on very specific issues, specifically ones that we see a lot here at Mercy, like self-harm and addictions and eating disorders and things like that. And so we're just going to try to help equip some people. And that's, I mean, I know that even just from the 3 years that I've worked here at Mercy, we are constantly asked, can you help us? Can you help us? We're trying to work with girls who are struggling with this or that, and we just need some help. What do you guys do? What do you guys use? And so we're really trying to put some of that together and bring people in and help to train them in whatever way that we can so that they can go out and feel more equipped in working with people who are hurting. So just a lot of really awesome, exciting things coming. Christy, how would you suggest that people can get involved in all of this?
Well, as you were talking, it made me realize that there really are a lot of things going on. And I thought it would be good for me to pull back just a little bit and tell you and have us talk a little bit, and you can fill in where you need to. But all of this, as I said earlier, started with Nancy writing her new book, Ditch the Baggage, which is the principles of freedom that we use with the girls in the program. And obviously, The counselors walking through this with the girls is a little more specific. And I did want to mention that the book itself is based on our discipleship and counseling process, which is called Choices That Bring Change. But we've taken this book and we've broadened it to really apply to any age, any person, anyone who has anything that they are carrying around, which, I mean, hello, that's all of us, no matter how far we get in this side of heaven. We've all got at least maybe a small backpack we're still carrying, maybe not the big luggage that I had long ago, but so we're excited about the book. But in addition to the book, and just so that everybody understands, is we actually have a study guide that we have built that we can, that can be used one-on-one, can be used with a small group, that can be used even just personally to walk through. With this study guide, we have a video series and a whole leader guide that walks people through an 11-week study that helps people ask the right questions, center on the right scriptures, really focus in on each of those principles of freedom, and really give people a tool to use in their church, in their small group, in their community, in their neighborhoods, and could not be more excited about this. And then something else you were talking about, which is related to, but in addition to, is our Empower training. And you did a great job explaining it, but I want people to know that that is something that would be great for people to come to if they are working with youth, working with women, even counselors who just want more information about a biblical model to work with people. And or if someone was planning on using our study guide, it would be great for them to come to Empower and really walk through some of those issues. And then probably the thing that is everybody should be getting on their calendar is anybody who's listening, and it's mainly geared toward women, but I'm sure it'd be all right if a couple guys came. We are going to do our very first large event that is going through, walking through these same principles of freedom, October 2nd and 3rd here in Nashville at Christ Church, which is located next to our corporate headquarters. We are doing our first ever freedom experience. And this is going to be in a large setting, allowing people the time to experience these principles themselves. So this could be something you could invite a friend to who you just kind of want to introduce them to, even the idea that freedom is possible. As we know, there's a lot of people walking around, Christians and non-Christians, that maybe don't even know why they're so miserable. So part of this is allowing people to see, oh, this is why I'm miserable. Then this also would be for people who just want kind of that tune up. They really want to go a little deeper. They want to be refreshed. And then it'd be also great if you work with youth and you want to really see in action what it's like to experience these principles. So we're talking a lot of new things here at Mercy. I would say that any of these things we would love to have you involved with. Melanie's going to tell you more about that, but I want everybody to mark their calendars for that October 2nd and 3rd right here in Nashville. There's more to come. And also, I want everybody to really get excited about this new book and this new study guide. This is something that when you have someone come to you and says, I'm really struggling, we have a tool now that you can hand them. And you can talk to them and pray with them, but you can give them something that's life-changing. A little note about that. Nancy and I were discussing about a resource that what would be the best resource that we could put into people's hands. And she loves a lot of our books about testimonies and stories. And I said, honestly, that book that we are coming out with, Nancy, is going to be the most life-changing. And she said, you think it is? And I said, Nancy, you know what? We are so used to this. We've been here for 10, you've been here for 32 years. I've been here for 11 years. We don't realize what we have. And what I have learned is that people don't know these principles, mm-hmm. and they don't have a place where they're laid out. And so Nancy thought, okay. And she even said, you know what? You're right. We have got to get this message out. And it really became a shift in understanding that we have something that God has birthed here and that it is not ours to hang on to. If anything, it's a mandate mm-hmm. to get this out. So could not be more excited. And there are lots of ways to get involved. But if you have any questions later, Melanie's going to tell you exactly how to get more information.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll say too that even when we were, you mentioned that we have some videos that are going to be corresponding with all of the teachings through the Ditch the Baggage study. And I remember whenever we were actually recording those videos that you referred to earlier that are going to be corresponding with all of the teachings in the Ditch the Baggage study, I remember that watching Nancy do those teachings and listening to what she was saying, it was a reminder to me that this is almost like even part of her legacy, you know, that she will be leaving here. These are the things that you said, you know, God has given to this place and has been birthed out of this place. And so I just remember thinking, how awesome is this, that this is going to be timeless. This is going to be something that goes on for years and years and years. And I know that also we've mentioned, you know, the word youth quite a bit. What I'm excited about is that this is not just for young women. I mean, as we're going through and looking through this book, we've got women of all ages that are already starting to read through it and go through the study to kind of test it out for us. And these truths are from Scripture, so they are timeless. They cross all, you know, ages and gender and all kinds of things. So I'm excited because this is going to definitely help us to reach out to people that we are not used to reaching out to as far as our typical demographic here at Mercy. So I'm really excited about that. And one of the things that I remember, I kind of wanted to maybe end with this story, and I'd love for you to share it. We actually had, I mentioned a few people that are starting to kind of go through this study and test it for us and give us feedback. And there's a church who's been longtime supporters here at Mercy who has a couple of groups of young women who are going through the study right now. And we got a really awesome piece of feedback from one of those young women that I just thought I'd let you actually share that story, if you don't mind.
I'd love to. We have the wife of a pastor of a church who is really connected with Mercy, as you said. And we asked her to get some groups started in her church because we knew that, number one, she already understands Mercy really well, but number two, she would take it seriously. And boy, did she. Out of her church, there was a girl who had come to Mercy and was pregnant. Her due date came before she could really complete all of the components and the principles of freedom. And so she left because she wanted to parent her child and wanted to be at home to start that process. But she knew, and her church family knew, and we all knew that she didn't really complete things. She got a good start, got a good foundation. So when we offered for them to do a test group of the study guide, this pastor's wife asked her to be in one of the groups. And first of all, she was very flattered that basically she would give her that privilege. And secondly, about 2 weeks into the study, she texted the pastor's wife and said, "I want you to know that I am really grateful that you gave me this chance." And of course, she texts back and said, "Of course. I mean, this is what it's for. What do you mean, give me this chance? I mean, we would love for you to do this." And the girl texts back, "I feel like I'm back at Mercy and I'm going to be able to finish my healing process." Mm. And I want to tell you, when she told me that story, I got chills. I get chills telling it, because that is exactly what this is. This is a way to take what we have outside the walls and give people that foundation. And I could not be more excited, because this is, like you said, principles from the Bible, but it's laid out in such a way that there is true healing at the end of this. Mm-hmm. And it really shows that true lasting freedom is possible. And so if a young girl can say that this is like being at Mercy after she's been out, what a better testimony to what we're moving forward with. So I'm sure there'll be 1,000 more exciting things to come and more stories to come, but that was super exciting.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Well, if you are interested at all in anything that we've shared today, if you would like to just start getting updates from us just on what's coming out, when these resources are being released, when these trainings are being scheduled. You know, if you work at a school, if you are a youth pastor, if you are a women's ministry leader, if you just have a heart to help people who are hurting and struggling, please let us know. And we would love to add you to, I actually just have my own personal distribution list that I'm reaching out to communicate when all of these things are getting released and when these trainings are getting scheduled and how you can sign up. And so please let us know. You can actually send us an email at mercytalk@mercyministries.com and just let us know that you'd like to be added to the distribution list for outreach efforts, and we will get you included so that you can stay in the loop on everything that's happening here. So, Christy, thank you so much for joining us today, and we just want to thank everyone for listening in this week on Mercy Talk. We hope you will join us next week as we start talking about understanding the root issues that lead to life-controlling issues, or as we like to say around here at Mercy, the why behind the what.
And we are actually going to be joined by one of our veteran staff members, Jen Otero. She has worked on the counseling side of our residential program, and now she actually helps to manage Mercy's transitional care department that works with former residents and graduates to help them sustain lifelong transformation. So Jen is awesome, and I am super excited that she's going to be here with us next week. It's going to be a great show, so we will see you then.